Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Yes, all of Northern Nevada. And it's what you want to talk about. So, big news, poll question, 991FMTalk.com. They've talked about it in the past, but I guess they're going to do it now. Do you agree with Squaw Valley Ski Resort and their decision to change their name? Because people have... Who are these people? The people who are offended by the word squaw. Well, there you go. What do you think? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, were you planning on watching any of the Republican National Convention or going to any of the watch parties? Yeah, 70% said no. That's too bad. So got this quick text. What channel were those speakers on for Trump? Well, it wasn't for Trump. It was the Republican National Convention. And I had to watch C-SPAN because of all the other BS that, you know, 7 and 2 and 4 and 8 and CNN and Fox and... As soon as the speakers started, they cut away until they wanted to join somebody that they wanted to listen to. So that really irked me off. So just go to C-SPAN. You just see the whole thing uninterrupted. And if you don't have C-SPAN, you can actually do it online as well. So let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Patrick this morning. Hi, Patrick. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. It's Patrick again. And I had a fun little fact for you and the audience today that dealt with, it's about two, three topics back. I've been waiting on hold. As far as racism is concerned and just some of those dark little secrets that nobody really ever talks about, because if they did, it would completely shatter the ability to use it as sort of a straw man or anything like that. And the thing I want to share with your audience today, you can fact check this yourself. In fact, you can even see what the NAACP said about it. So after the time in the South when the lynchings were very, very, very rampant, there was a very popular criminal investigator. Now, I can't remember his name, so you can look at it. It's all on the NAACP website. And he went out to prove if lynchings were actually happening and who they were happening to. And what he discovered was 28% of all lynchings proven were on white, black supporters or Republicans. That's more than one in four. And what they never tell is how many people, Americans, that know something is wrong, suffered to end that wrong. And then they just brush right over it and never talk about it because they want you to be mad.
Well, Patrick, the thing that I think upsets me the most is this cancel culture, this whole uprising is trying to eradicate history, because before they took ownership of lynchings, how many horse thieves were lynched? How many robbers? I mean, that was the form of punishment back then. Took it as their own.
I believe it's still on the books for punishment for treason as well. I'm not 100% sure about that. But that
no,
used
it
to
is.
Be the punishment for treason was to be hung by the neck until death. And the last thing I'll say, too, is I'm sure most of your audience and you are well aware that this is not a new thing. But how old it is may surprise you. There is a man named Joseph Mazzini. It's spelt with a J. Or I'm sorry, not Mazzini. Adam Weishaupt. Later on, it went to Joseph Mazzini. Adam Weishaupt was the founder of what's known as the Bavarian Illuminati. Now, everybody talks about this ghostly Illuminati nowadays. They're long dead. They've been long dead forever. Even Joseph Mazzini, the head of them at the time, said they were infiltrated. They were completely taken over. Now, if you go back and read Adam Weishaupt's plan for the world, you will see the roadmap, and it's been sitting there for almost 200 years. It's not anything new at all. It's something that people have been pushing for forever. And there's one word that will always appear, and it's called gradual. And we've talked about that word before, gradualness.
Yep. I mean, this is part of, and people are getting tired of hearing it because they don't understand it. They don't pay attention. But this is the playbook of Marxism and communism that you separate the people. And I'm not even going to do the quotes that they have said about the black community and using the black community. They're horrendous.
And believe it or not, too, that, and I have an extensive background in this, since Reformed. I mean, luckily I was able to find Christ, but that is known as a black art. When you deal in emotional manipulation, that is a legitimate black art, and it has been for over 1,000 years. And if anybody tries to debate that, there's over 1,000 years of textual proof to back it up. You can manipulate a human being through their emotions. It's a fact. And all you have to do is find that right nerve, and you can get them to do anything, even sell out their own children. Just like the Japanese did to the Okinawans in World War II, told the Okinawans, when the Americans get here, they're going to kill you all. They're going to do horrible things to you. Okinawans started throwing their children off cliffs. So we really have to remember the mind is what sets us free, and our faith is what keeps us strong.
And just like we're seeing today, people wearing masks because they've been told to be afraid. They've been told to live in fear because of the mass media, the owned mass media. Patrick, thank you so much for your words of history and getting people. I almost laughed when you said people need to read, because that's really what we're missing. We're missing the pursuit of knowledge. I'm not talking about higher education. I'm talking about the pursuit of listening to different opinions, going onto YouTube, listening to the different doctors as just a little thing. I have been having a text argument back and forth with a gentleman by the name of Jeff, and here we go. Your statement is the best example of why I fear the leftists will win this next election. The riots and other BLM activities work in our favor, but irrational skepticism regarding the virus makes us look more than a little kooky. If all the numbers are suddenly suspect, what can we use as rational building blocks for a scientifically sound argument? Only those which support a particular narrative. Jeff, that's what I've been saying all along. You go on that as long as people continue to die from this virus, we cannot get completely back to normal. This virus is not a conspiracy created by the leftists. No, it's not a conspiracy created by the leftists. It's a conspiracy. It is a factual conspiracy started by the elite. There's a big difference in that, Jeff. And I would urge you and others to go on to, if you don't want to hear it from me, then hear it from doctors. If you don't believe that those doctors that went to the Capitol have any, you know, any brains as doctors, then how about this guy, Dr. Harvey Riesch? He is a Yale epidemiologist, okay? Yale epidemiologist. He has been working in virology for decades. And let me tell you, he's mad as hell. Ask yourself why so many people had to die. When even Trump came out and said, he's using hydroxychloroquine. There's medications out there. He didn't say it was all about the money, but we know it's all about the money. We know it's about power and control and throwing things at the world to come under the umbrella of one health organization, one law enforcement organization, one judicial system, and so on. This virus is no worse than the flu. And because of overinflated numbers, Jeff, how can you say that these numbers aren't suspect when you have family members coming forward and saying, my husband died of a heart attack, but it was listed as a COVID death? 77 false positives alone for the NFL. This past weekend, it was announced. I think it was just on Sunday. False deaths, false positives, false reporting because somebody with a positive doesn't mean that they have an active case of this stupid COVID-19 that has killed this economy. Stop making it all about money. It's not all about money. People are it's not about money for me. I can work from home. I have no problem. I don't have to go out. I can have things delivered. I've got a retirement account. I'm worried about everybody else who is committing suicide, who is losing their business, who are losing everything. We on the verge, September 1st, of people getting kicked out of their homes with eviction because the protections have been lifted. How many more people are now going to become homeless? How many more people are going to lose their businesses because now their business can't be evicted? You're arguing, Jeff, with the wrong person. You should be calling up, instead of emailing me every day, calling up Governor Sisolak every day and asking, why is this state still shut down when we do not have the cases? Our hospitals aren't overflowing. People would have lived because heart stents weren't checked, because cancer treatments weren't checked, biopsies weren't done, because they shut down the whole medical system. Coronavirus is everywhere. COVID-19 is the specific. But now everybody just looks for coronavirus. We've had disinfectants and cleaners that kill off the coronavirus. We've had it for years. This is just another manipulated virus. Mark, please hang on the line. I got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with this right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk. And I'm so glad when locals call in. Talk and text line 884-9910. Mark's on the line with us. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling. You want to talk about COVID-19?
Hi, Monica. I can't believe I totally forgot your name. I had like some kind of a brain freeze and just totally forgot your name when he answered the phone. Anyways, I'm
That's
glad
okay.
you said Monica.
I've been called a lot worse.
Right? Anyways, look, you've been fighting this and fighting this and fighting this about the mask, and I'm on your side. Don't get me wrong, but I think I'm trying to play devil's advocate and find out. I've thought about it. How are you going to get this through? And the only way to do it, and I know it's an extreme, but still, it's the only way to do it. You literally have to overthrow the government in order to get something like this done. Even the president of the United States is saying it's patriotic to wear a mask. Granted, he's probably saying that due to the election being so close. I totally understand that. But I think you're fighting such an uphill battle. And like with me, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to wear anything over my face, but I wouldn't be allowed in a gas station. I won't be allowed in a supermarket. You're not going to be allowed anywhere if you don't wear a mask. So I just don't understand where we're going with this and how far you want to take it, because it's like a losing battle.
But for me, it's more than just the mask. It's the whole deception. Because even the ones who got this started, the WHO and the CDC, have come out, said the numbers were wrong. They overestimated. It's no worse than a bad case of flu. We have never once shut down the economy, shut down the world for a bad flu. And I'm not even talking about the Spanish flu. I'm talking about the Russian flu, just the bad flus. So, yeah. Mark, my question is the reason I'm fighting, I don't care about the mask. I've worn a mask twice now to go in and see, two friends' businesses that I wanted to go into, and I didn't want to get them in trouble. The problem is we are still shut down for no reason. That's what I have a problem with.
I'll tell you my biggest thing are the hospitals where people are dying and they're not allowing family members to even go in to say goodbye. That's a huge, serious issue.
Yeah, I've talked about that.
And then the elderly homes where family members can't even go and visit. You got a 98-year-old mother in one of these homes, and they're not even letting you in to say hello to her. Those are the things that are really getting to me.
What really got me started, Mark, was the undercover video from the nurses in New Jersey that were traveling nurses that went there to help during this, to the start of this epidemic. And the way everything was done, they have proof, they have video, they have documentation that sick people were put in with healthy people.
Yes.
And it spread and people died. And now Cuomo is being hailed as this hero of New York when he's not. These people are flat out murderers.
Yeah, it's very criminal what he did.
And yet we're still shut down because people won't take responsibility and they won't give the truth, and you're not going to get the truth through the media. And yet we're still shut down.
I think there's going to be some surprises when Trump wins this election. I don't know what he can do as far as CDC rules go, but look, even when this first thing came out, and you remember this as well as I do, no mask, just wear gloves. Do you remember that? That was the very first thing they came out with. So they don't even know what they're doing.
Yeah. You can get it off of surfaces. You can't get it off of surfaces. The masks work. They don't work. They work again.
Right.
It's all been lies. It's not, we don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we're dealing with. It's been mistruths. It's been deception.
Yep.
Mark, thank you so much for the call.
I totally agree with you. Keep up the good fight, Monica. Thank you for being such a patriot for us, and we appreciate you.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. I know I'll keep saying the same things, and I'm sorry if it gets tiresome, but when people come at me through emails and texts, it really gets to me that people are still denying what is going on. That's what I have a hard time with. Quick email from Marty this morning. I certainly hope they don't change Squaw Valley's name. It was home to one of the greatest Olympic memories during the Cold War era, the Miracle on Ice. Olympic Stadium or Olympic Resort. This is just Olympic Village. But you know what, Marty? I'm sorry. Cancel culture out there is just the driving force now behind everything we do. Behind posts that you put out when Facebook or Twitter first started. From something that you said 30, 40, 40 years ago, just now on tape, can be released to attack you. I mean, it all depends on who you are, though, because Biden kept talking about the Negro back in, you know, his days of starting out as a senator or starting out as a congressman, lying left and right. And yet that doesn't seem to matter. We're going to run him for president. But you put out something from an emotion that you had or a spur of the moment, if you're a Republican or an independent or anybody else, and they will crush you. Even a name that's been around since 1949 that nobody seemed to have a problem with until, what, 2014, 15? Kind of brought it up and then it went away because people did what they should. They ignored those who were bringing it up. But I guess they just became more powerful with all of the woke crowd. And now Squaw Valley's going to react. Don't know what it's going to be called, but they're not going to get my business. And that really sucks because they have a great spa. All right, we'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Tuesday. Oh, I shouldn't have to say this, but I'm getting a lot of complaints and a lot of jokes about the smoke. But let me just put something into perspective for you. I know it's frustrating. It's a little hard to breathe out there. You got to even wear masks. Now I'm encouraging people to wear a mask for the smoke because that a mask will actually help with. But almost all of California is on fire. And there's 700 fires burning right now. And it's just not wildfires. People have lost their homes. They've lost everything. So if we have to breathe a little uneasy, I'll take it. Let's send them our prayers and be thinking about getting these fires out and protecting those who are fighting them. Because in one of the news stories we had that the communities are being looted. Well, so are the fire camps. One fireman, his wallet was stolen. Somebody walked into the fire camp where these people try to get just a little bit of rest, stole his wallet, and drained his bank account. Somebody who's out there putting his life on the line. It just makes you sick. Does me. 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question courtesy of Nissan of Carson City. And that, of course, is do you agree with Squaw Valley Ski Resort and their decision to change their name? Since 1949. Wow. Unbelievable. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. I was trying to shorten it up there, I guess. And check in with Brian this morning. Brian wants to talk about masks. Hey, Brian, thanks for calling.
Good morning, Monica. Pleasure for you to take my call. I appreciate it. So I just wanted to make a couple points on these masks and just the data in general about COVID. You know, we've had, about 800,000 deaths. But across the entire planet this year, we've had 37 million people die already. It's like a 2% death rate from COVID. So I'm sorry. In the risk management world, you know, I don't get too overexcited about this particular virus. You know, you have to take precautions, but all right, fine. But it's gone way beyond the politics really stink. About the mask itself, you know, the virus is 120 nanometers in size, and the masks only protect up to 300 nanometers. It's like my analogy is, if you ever watch baseball and you see them throw and they have the strike zone, that's how the particle is going through the matrix. It's the mask is really just a marginal at best. They just don't work. So I don't agree with that. And then the recovery rate is around 69% right now and keeps going up. So I just think that we made such a big deal out of this for all political reasons. And that's my comment for today.
You know, Brian, I'm going to throw something at you because you made such a great point there that, you know, sometimes things are done on purpose. People knew that, I believe people knew that this was being over-exaggerated. What do you think about the computer technology actually trying to recognize people with masks on? Do you think that that's like way far-fetched, or do you think that that could be a possibility, that this is more training for the future?
Oh, it's definitely an in-training opportunity. And if you look at facial recognition in the United States, we're kind of in a low place in regards. If you want to look at from the technology perspective, the Israelis are actually using bone density and bone arm length to do recognition, so far beyond what we do just for facial. So we're kind of behind in technology, but absolutely. Is this training for the future and what they're planning on doing, and is a variation? 100%, absolutely. And I have my pluses on facial recognition and negatives. Just all depends on how you use the technology, whether it's for the good of people or whether it's nefarious.
Exactly. Exactly. Brian, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate your knowledge today. And speaking of knowledge, let's get things corrected. Ted's on the line. Ted, what did I say?
Your call screener told me that you were reading an email, so it wasn't your mistake. But the miracle on ice happened in 1980 in Lake Placid. The Squaw Valley Olympics were in 1960.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So, anyway,
you know, I didn't even think about that when I was reading it. Okay, I'm glad you called and caught that. I appreciate that. Thanks, Ted. See, I don't get upset when people tell me I'm wrong. I was reading something, though.
It was a point of order. It wasn't a criticism.
Ted, thanks for the call today. And thanks for making me laugh, too. I love it when people, you know, point out my little foibles or little fumbles, but, you know, that's the thing. Hey, you know what? I want to give you something positive because people think that, oh, my vote doesn't matter, my voice doesn't count. Forrest calls Sisolak every single day and can't leave a message, but he calls every single day. That's what you do. But here we go. Because of your comments, the people who are up in Incline Village, you need to know that it worked. Your comments had an impact because County Manager Eric Brown and Chairman Lucy, they've decided to pull the short-term rental agenda from today's meeting because they were having Zoom problems and all these other issues. And it's an important issue. There's been a lot of issues with Zoom. And I heard a news person the other night say, oh, we've got to protect Zoom. What? No, we don't have to protect Zoom. There are a lot of other things that you can use, a lot of other platforms. We were able to have virtual meetings before Zoom came along. Zoom just made it easier for people. So it's like, geez. But at least your comments are being recognized and they are having an impact. So let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with a different Brian.
Yes, oh, okay. Ma'am.
A different Brian and talk about Squaw Valley. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Monica. So obviously I'm not Native American, so I can only speak as an outsider. I'm Irish, so, you know, when I see the name Fighting Irish, gets me excited. Box of Lucky Charms, right on, right? We're not sensitive, so Irish, we whatever, right? Make jokes all you want. We'll laugh with you and have a beer. But
yeah, I was going to say, are you drunk? Are you drunk this morning already?
No, not today. but, you know, you'd think it'd be a prideful thing, right? A beautiful area like Squaw Valley being named after your tribe. I think that would be pride, right? Like the Washington Redskins. I think,
yeah.
Why is that not a pride thing? Hey, we've got a football team, right on. You know, like the Atlanta Braves, all of these things. Why is it not a pride thing for them? Yeah, hey, you know what? We've got this named after us. We've got this amazing, beautiful place named after our tribe that's going to live on forever. Instead of getting rid of that and changing it to, I don't know, Ski Mountain, like, to me, it just makes sense to have that pride, right? That live on for your community, your tribe, your people. And to me, it seems like a lot of the people that are against these things are not the actual squaw or the tribes or the people that have anything to do with the name.
Exactly. Exactly. That is one of the biggest problems that we've had for decades now, Brian, is people who have no skin in the game whatsoever want to give their opinions and want to be angry about everything. There is just so much anger out there, and we thrive on the negative, at least some people do, and they just want to keep pushing that so everybody else gets angry. And it's just not right. I think Squaw Valley is a beautiful name. Like I said, I've got property on Squaw Springs Road. I'm not changing the name of the road. Are we just going to let this happen everywhere?
I'm really upset. Are they going to change that to something else? I mean,
yeah.
Where does it end? You can find something wrong. You can find fault in anything if you're looking and you want to. And, you know, it's like this last Christmas, them trying to change songs and, oh, we don't want to listen to this because it's about whatever. You know what? Times have changed. You can't erase the past. You can't erase history. You can learn from it. You can make changes and be better. But you can't erase what happened. You can't erase anything in history. It's there to teach us a lesson. You know, oh, we don't want to do this again.
Well, that's why the Democrats want to change history. Because they want to rewrite the narrative. So, Brian, thank you so much. God, I have the best callers, so intelligent. So we've got Steve on the line right now, wants to talk about COVID-19. And your son is a disabled vet, Steve?
Yeah. He can't walk, talk, feeding tube, oxygen.
Oh.
And he's our boy. He's a boy in a bubble.
Oh, all of my blessings to him. I'm so sorry, Steve. So how are you facing COVID-19 with him?
Well, you know, it's common sense. Common sense. You don't get around people who cough and sneezing. And we haven't been sick in 14 years. I'm sorry, ma'am.
That's all right, Steve. Thank you so much for calling. And I'm going to pray for you and your son and just for all of this nonsense to go away. That's what we
it
saw.
It is. It's nonsense.
That's what we saw in New York. You know, and we saw in other places, putting the elderly and the sick at risk by putting them with people who had this virus and just spread it like wildfire.
It's common sense. You don't get around people coughing, sneezing, wash your freaking hands. Yeah. I'm sorry for my language.
Steve, bless you. Thank you so much for calling in today. We have to share these things. Because common sense is not as common as it used to be. Common sense went away a long time ago. People now just want to be told what to do so they can go on with their life and not really worry about others. Look at how many people are giving into this new norm of just working at home and staying at home, going to school from home. Are we even going to have a car industry here soon? Well, don't ask the dealerships in Kenosha about that. Isn't it ironic when you watch the news? I've even seen them change the camera angle now. So they don't, that you don't see the sign in front of the car dealership that says Black Lives Matter. And yet their car dealership gets torched. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's not about a virus. It's not about racism. It's not about sexism. It's not about mail-in ballots. It is just about this election and this president. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada every single day of the work week, 10 to noon. But, you know, sometimes I have to relinquish that time for a very special guest. And that
you
would be my
asked
boss.
Me to be on.
I did ask you. So what do you think about Amy Dodson admitting that she's the one who wanted to put that BLM nonsense into the library system?
Well, you knew it all along. And I hate to give a plug for a liberal entity, but it is a source a lot of people go to called Next Door Neighbor. And I'd invite anybody to read that and the comments about Amy Dodson and also read down. I sent you that link today of the others on the board and the guy who is a instructor at Truckee Meadows Community College who makes up some story about his mother being pushed down by a cop when he was a kid, and he watched it, and she got kicked in the stomach by a cop and lost the child. It's all, you know, I don't know who.
We had a long conversation about that, Jerry, on the air, and the one part that he said in that story pretty much just said it all. In those days. Well, those days are over.
Well, and this whole thing now, which I'm getting is the catchphrase of the woke crowd, is reimagine. Reimagine a world without cops, without border patrol agents.
reimagine who's going to come save your butt when we protect ourselves.
And also, if you'll remember during the Kavanaugh hearings, Cory Booker referring to your truth. So everybody on that side apparently has their own version of the truth. It's called your truth. And this whole made-up story business is called reimagining things. So you got a Truckee Meadows Community College instructor that was at the BLM. That's the kind of person you want teaching your kids. And Amy Dodson admitted it was her. Okay, good. So again, we've pointed this out from the very beginning. You need to leave. And the board, I don't know the political makeup of the board, whether or not they, being the board of the library, that they do what they're supposed to do, which is secure and take care of the public trust, as in the library and books, and not, you know, virtue signal all that they want you to know. So I did not get a chance to watch the virtual meeting today. Hopefully she resigns. But I wanted to just real quickly go back to the caller from just a couple of minutes ago and this American Indian society and see how that's essentially was the welfare society. Ask the American Indian how well disarming and putting them on welfare for their entire life has worked out for them. How'd that work out for you? If you want to erase your history, fine. Okay, you never existed. You're gone. I've forgotten about you. The American what? That's all I have to say. Evans out.
Evans always right. Even if he's out. Jerry, thank you so much. That's what happens. You erase history and we have nothing to learn from. We have nothing to move forward from. This can't be a new normal. We have to fight back. Stand up, use your voice, call in. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 to noon, every weekday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.